is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters welcome to the show Back to Reality on IRIB English Radio With me today are two of my lovely brothers I would like them to introduce themselves Assalamu alaikum brother
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah My name is Dara from US
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah This is Mohsin Naqvi
Wa alaikum assalam So thank you so much for being here And the topic that we have today for discussion is a very recent, happening in the news. I'm sure you guys have probably heard about it. In the country of France, there was a teacher that was beheaded by an 18-year-old Russian. And, you know, he came and he beheaded him. And the reason behind it is because the teacher had shown some cartoons related to Prophet Muhammad in his classroom. So my question for our discussion today is, you know, how would you address this issue? How would you cover the news? How do you think these issues can be addressed in the West?
Well, this is an unfortunate event that happened. And it's very sad because this does not represent Islam, definitely. And this is what is being seeded by the West itself. By encouraging and supporting the ISIS, mm-hmm. because most of these ISIS are being supported by the West, and they were sent it to the Islamic countries. And this kind of mentality, it backfired in the Western society. Mm-hmm. Because their government, even the people are not aware of it, but their governments are doing such an action, but indirectly supporting the extremist Islamists. And this is what happened and backfired on their home faces. Because what happens is the West using this type of mentality, Wahhabism, to fight with Russia, to put the pressure on the Muslim countries, such mm-hmm. events that happened in Syria, in Iraq. So this is a very unfortunate thing that happened. And but what it is, this covers the news, is I think this is a situation that's going on most in the France. Because if you remember back in the France, it was the riots. People were standing up for their rights. They were passing the laws for the French people, and the French people didn't like it. They didn't agree with it. So this is like the failure of democracy in the West. Mm-hmm. And this is the best situation for distracting the society and the mind of the people to some other topic so they mm-hmm. distract the people. And this is the best time in the Macron, and that's why they do many maneuver on it.
Okay, so do you feel this is a result of, you know, extremism, as the brother said, you know, because the West has been, you know, they've been funding extremists, Muslims. Is this why this happened?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, one of the reasons is obviously this, and they were not just financing them, they are financing. Mm-hmm. And we can see the American president, even in today's time, he basically favors ISIS and what happens there, especially mm-hmm. the extremist groups, as brother said, as he mentioned. That is one side of the story that we can talk about. And obviously, as brother has mentioned, this has nothing to do with the Islam. So if they are, for example, giving the news as a Muslim student, like the way it was said in some of the newspaper that the Muslim killed his teacher, basically, they want to propagate the Islamophobia. They want to expand the Islamophobia in these mm-hmm. countries. And we can see that they tried, especially France, it tried to oppress the Islam and mm-hmm. the Islamic thoughts, the pure Islamic thoughts. We're not talking about the extremism right now.
Right.
Just the pure Islamic thoughts. For example, when this country says they have the freedom of speech, and in the newspaper, if you have seen, they said, like, the history teacher had the class of freedom of speech.
Right.
And in that, he wanted to show, for example, some pictures related to the Prophet of the Muslims. Yeah. And the point is, when this is a class of freedom of speech, and the French president or prime minister, he comes and he delivers a speech, will they burn their flag in front of people to show mm-hmm. that this is a freedom of speech?
Right.
Why you point out on the sensitive things that are related to a specific religion, for example, or a nation or a race. For example, if it is a freedom of speech, can I bully, for example, the blacks? Or can I say a black person that you're black, or, you know, there are other words. I don't want to use those words that usually are used in the West.
Yeah.
These are not allowed because ethically it is forbidden by all the societies to touch the sensitive, we can say, like the topics that are related to each nation, religion, or maybe a race.
Now you.
So when the Prophet Muhammad or the Muslims' prophet, this is a sensitive issue. And we are looking at the West, especially the Europe, that they are targeting the prophet of the Muslims. Why? In order to basically make them angry. And in result, they should perform such activities so they can expand the Islamophobia.
Sure,
so they can show that this is Islamophobia.
The question I do want you guys to address is how should this be addressed in the media? I know we can talk about how this is a result of maybe Islamophobia, but someone might say, hey, this was a Muslim killing another person. This is obviously going to result in
The answer is in New Zealand when they had this firing, did they say a Christian did firing in the mosque? Obviously, that firing was in the killing was in the mosque. The shooting was in the mosque. The newspaper at that time said a Christian guy, for example, came into the Muslim mosque. Obviously, the person who's shooting in the Muslim mosque is not a Muslim. So did they show such a, for example, like the news in the newspaper? No. Why it is always about the Muslims? We need to understand this. The Muslim Ummah and the whole world should understand that because the Muslims are waiting for a savior, for example, Imam Mahdi, we have this concept, and the rebels or the taghut, or we can say the superpowers, they know that. They define him as a danger. They know him as a danger for themselves. The way the Romans knew that, the way the Romans were thinking that the Jesus Christ was a threat for them, that's why they went after Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I guess.
So this is the case, basically. So we need to look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
That what these people are after, these governments are after, these powers or superpowers are after, and then we can address it.
I understand, but I mean, we can easily, I think we would agree that this is not something that Islam agrees upon about, you know, about just going and beheading and killing people in the street. That's, we can, I think, clearly say that this isn't Islam, right? As a, let's say if I was a Muslim living in the West, how do I address this topic to someone who's a non-Muslim, right? How do I explain to them, hey, this isn't Islam, and what's the best strategy for us to address these kind of issues?
So there's a lot of things that happen in the media, actually. And instead of, like, they put some question or some statement in front of you, so, and they make you to answer that statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But first thing we have to do as a Muslim to see if that question is valid or not.
Okay.
So first of all, who are you to tell if that student even is a Muslim? Which authorities comes and tell the student is a Muslim? The second of all, who gives you in the country that it is like, it doesn't have no religion, it's a freedom of expression, as the brother mentioned. You coming and doing something against the freedom of speech, because the freedom of speech stops where you're not violating somebody else's right. So this is the second part. So if, you know, the statement by itself that they brought up in the news and media by itself is wrong. That is all propaganda. And that you have to understand, we have to understand in this time and in the world and in this time of technology and then bombardment of the news is how to distinguish between the right statement and the wrong statement. Because everybody has their own agenda and they want to influence their own agenda toward the other group. So this is very important that when we hear the news about the left, right, black, white, this, and that, we have to be able to distinguish the right statement and what is right and what's based on the principle. It's not based on assumptions.
For example, like if the same case happened and it wasn't a Muslim student, for example, let's imagine that this guy who killed his teacher, beheaded his teacher, wasn't a Muslim. Would newspaper show that this person is from that religion specific and he did so with a French teacher and this and that? No.
What I would argue, though, that the reason this happened is because the teacher was showing a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad and the person who killed him, he did it because of that reason. So it's very much tied. I mean, my question would be, let's say I'm an Islamic center, right, in France, or I'm a Muslim living in the West. I guess, should I be then, you know, I should really be trying my best to present the true picture of Islam, right? This isn't the true picture of Islam.
People we condemn whatever happened over there. That's the first statement, as brother mentioned in the beginning of the program, that this has nothing to do with the Islam. Islam do not allows you to kill people like this. So this is not the part of Islam. That's the first thing.
Right.
On the other hand, there are other issues. We need to address that as well. We cannot just look at the one side of the picture and ignore the rest of the scene. So we need to look at the whole picture and then convey the true message, the right message. Obviously, there are things that are happening and they are trying. For example, especially in the Chechen Muslims in Russia, they have invested a lot in order to convert them into ISIS or extremist groups. And that is one of the biggest threats for even the Russians,
mm-hmm.
that they think that these Muslims, because they're extremists and they're brought up like this, with this mentality, and obviously the Saudis had their own institutes over there, the Wahhabism, they have obviously invested money over there, and they converted all these people into the extremist mm-hmm. Muslims. Now, there should be a way in order to teach them, in order to give them some knowledge about the right Islam, the true Islam, how to follow it, where to go.
Right.
And we have seen, for example, the Russian government also has done some struggles in this path in order to make them neutral, because when the money was spent on them against, obviously, as brother mentioned in the beginning, like the Americans and all those, they spent this money, invested on them in order to make them against the Russia or the Soviet Union, for mm-hmm. example. But now the things cannot be changed so quickly. This is something which they have made. And obviously, you know, when you make trouble for others,
yeah,
you get involved with it.
But sure, I would say even we can put the blame on the West for creating this kind of environment, right? But at the end of the day, you know, what's our responsibility? What would you say, as a Muslim, what's my responsibility living in the West? How do I present the true picture of Islam to other people? Is there any way that we can do that?
Yes, definitely we can do these things. The way we have to do it, we have, instead of being reactive, we have to be proactive. So what that means, like it was the movement that, who is Hussein, for example.
Mm.
That was one of the proactive things that we did in the West, that we start, you know, thinking forward.
Right.
So in all the aspects of the human, Muslim especially, society, hijab and other, the freedom of the speech, dressing, and all the codes that we have in Islam, we have to be proactive. So we have to represent the beauty of the Islam before they're able to come and give the wrong image.
What would you say is a way to do that? How can we highlight these issues? And
if there is someone who is living in a center, for example, an Islamic center,
mm-hmm.
He has this duty to show the true or right Islam, maybe by giving awareness to the people. Obviously, when people are living around him, and if they don't see such activities, even in these centers, it is kind of, you can say, like preaching, that he's preaching the true Islam with his actions, with his wordings, with his lifestyle maybe, by socializing with other people. Obviously, we have interfaith sessions nowadays. Obviously, it is in this modern world now, the interfaith sessions are like they're conducting interfaith sessions. So with these things, you can show the true Islam, and I don't think so. That the general public, they don't know about the right Islam, right and wrong. They do know the differentiation between two Islams. Even when we travel like abroad, on the American, for example, immigration or the British immigration, sometimes they ask us, are you a Sunni Muslim or a Shia Muslim?
Right.
Even they know this difference. Even they know this difference.
Yeah, I might disagree with that in the sense that the general public, many times, they don't even know a country. They think all the Middle Eastern countries are just one country.
That's our duty, to tell them like what is wrong. Obviously, this small group, they are not the representatives of the whole Muslim ummah.
Right, right.
And we have obviously the Muslims, the right Muslims who are on the right path. There are more than these small groups that are known as the terrorist groups.
Right.
And obviously, Muslims also exclude them. We can share the sayings or the statements that are given by the Muslim scholars against them. to the general public. We did not do our job, and that's why obviously they are doing propaganda against the Muslim Ummah.
That's all the time we have for today's episode, and I think I would just like to conclude by saying, you know, this is a matter about awareness. We need awareness of these issues. You know, firstly, Muslims need to understand what the West is doing, you know, with us and the type of topics that you guys have discussed. And of course, we need to raise the awareness about the true Islam in Western societies. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Back to Reality. Please continue listening. Take care. Fi amanillah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.